63. Saint. I'm shaking, I'm so pissed. What the fuck do you want? I demand. Enough shit. I need someone to make a move. Huh? Wanna kill me? I lift my arm out and step forward. Fucking do it. Cashton shoves his hands in my chest and pushes me back while Sin grabs at me from behind. This is what I needed, a distraction. Even if I get shot, it'll give the others a chance to get the girls. Fucking do it! Ace holds out his gun and I hear a muffled scream. It's Ashton, but I don't look away from the man with the gun in his hand. Be a fucking man. I smile at him. Look me in the eye when you kill me. Her screams grow louder, but still I ignore her. If I die here, I know she'll be taken care of. That's all I ever wanted for her. I'm not going to kill you. He laughs, his masked head shaking. I'm going to lock you all up down here in the cells. I'm going to chain her up in the one right next to you, let you listen to her cry and sob as I fuck her each day, while I feed her just enough to stay alive, but not enough to keep your baby alive. Once your baby dies, I'm going to take her with me and leave you all here to rot in this hell that you love so much. He steps toward the girls and I watch Cashton stiffen. Bring her here. He reaches out with his gloved covered hand and motions for my wife. Now! He barks when the man doesn't work fast enough. I move toward her and he holds his gun trained on me. Don't fucking move! He barks at me while Cashton moves closer to Jasmine and the other guy. Bring the bitch over here! He shouts. I look at Ashton and her bloodshot eyes are narrowed and she breathes heavily while glaring at me. She's pissed I offered myself up for her. I don't give a shit. When we both get out of here, I'm going to make love to my wife while I also beat her ass for keeping a pregnancy from me. I could have helped her. I could have fixed everything if she would have just said something to me. The guy standing behind her lets go of his gun and it hangs over his shoulder from the strap. Instead, he removes a knife from his pocket and flips it open. He grabs her hair and yanks her head back, holding it to her neck. Her head is tilted to the ceiling, but her eyes remain on mine. Not an ounce of fear in her eyes. I step toward them, ready to knock them both to the ground, and she gives me the slightest shake of her head. What the fuck? What in the fuck are you doing? Ace shouts at the man. He goes to storm over to them, but the guy shoves my wife away from him and throws the knife at Ace. It lands in his leg, and he drops to his knees. Everyone seems to move at the same time. I run and grab Ashton, dragging her away, while Riot takes the man behind her to the ground. Cashton body slams the guy standing behind Jasmine, taking her down in the process. Sin and Tyson both grab Ace. I rip the tape off Ashton's face and cut the zip tie holding her wrists together.
Fucking bastard!
She slaps me and I hold her to me.
Bastard!
She begins to shake, sobbing against me. I sit on the concrete floor holding her to me. I knew what happened to her, and I was going to do whatever it took to make her mine. I could have told her, but I chose to keep it from her. I didn't think that was something she needed to know. Am I a bastard for it? Yes. But when I saw her in her room 3 days later, she came on to me, wanted me to fuck her. She wasn't aware of what had happened. I knew I had to take care of it. I didn't want to worry her. She was already so concerned she wasn't going to bleed for me, so why make it worse? What do you want to do with them? Sin asks. I look up to see both guys who held our women at gunpoint now on their knees, hands tied behind their backs. They're still fully dressed and wearing their gear. Strip them. Throw them in the cells, I order. I'll deal with them later. My wife and I have some things to discuss. Plus, I'm fucking exhausted.
No.
Ashton jumps to her feet, turning to face them.
You can't do that.
She gasps. Ash.
No.
She rushes over to them before I can grab the scrub top she's wearing and jerks the mask off one of the guys. And silence fills the room when blue eyes meet mine. Hayden? Cashton whispers, speaking first, but Hayden's eyes don't leave mine. I walk over to him, and he lifts his chin to look up at me. I thought all this time he didn't want to bring her back because he hated her after all the shit we were put through after she left. But it was because he helped her leave. He knew she was pregnant with another man's child and showed her how to escape me, her husband. He stood by my side when we took our vows. Saint. Fisting my hand, I punch him in the fucking face, cutting him off.
Ashton. Saint! I scream as he knocks Hayden over onto the concrete floor. Saint, stop!
This whole fucking time.
Saint shouts.
You knew why she ran. You helped her. She deserved a chance.
Hayden yells, rolling over to sit up on his ass since his hands are cuffed behind his back.
A chance at what?
Saint barks out.
A life.
He growls.
She always deserved better.
He breathes deeply and his eyes meet my watery ones.
She deserved to be a mom.
Saint turns to me, and his eyes drop to my stomach, obviously knowing that I lost the baby. He steps toward me, and I take one back. His jaw clenches.
How the fuck are you alive? You were dead.
Cashton asks.
Like no heartbeat, dead, body getting cold, dead. I had help.
He answers tightly. Cashton raises his hands, running them through his hair aggressively.
By whom? The CIA?
Nervous laughter follows, and Hayden just stares up at him. Saint stomps over to the other guy who is still wearing his mask, and I hold my breath when Saint pulls it off to expose his face to the room. Silence follows as everyone takes in the face that I haven't seen in years.
What the fuck?
Tyson speaks first.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Saint barks and then looks at me.
Did you know about this too?
I don't answer because his question pisses me off. Instead, I look at Adam and see he's already staring at me. I don't know where my brother has been or why he was helping Hayden, but I couldn't have been more grateful when I saw him walk into the morgue when I went to see Hayden. Adam? I whisper, trying to find my voice. Adam? Jasmine asks. He looks at her and smiles.
Long story.
You guys know each other? My mind is playing catch up.
Yeah.
He answers.
But that's for another day. We don't have much time.
He rushes over to me and pulls me off the small table. He removes something out of his vest. What are you doing? I ask, my trembling hands going to Hayden's tatted arm.
Bringing him back.
Back? My pulse races. What do you mean?
Once he's up, we're going to need your girl's help.
He interrupts me, and I nod, trying to wrap my head around what the hell is happening.
I.
Cashton takes a step back, trying to process it all, and Tyson helps Hayden get to his feet and removes the cuffs. The guy Ace moans on the floor, and we all look at him. Cashton walks over and removes his mask, and I take a step back, as if hit in the chest.
Ashton?
Saint barks at me, but I ignore him as I stare at the man lying on the concrete floor. You. I swallow the lump in my throat.
Ashton!
Someone yells my name, but my tear-filled eyes stay on the guy smiling at me.
Hello, sweetheart.
He laughs, and I flinch.
Tell him how much fun you had when you'd beg me to fuck you. Such a good whore, aren't you, sweetheart? You had no problem coming for me before. Come on my fingers, love. Come all over them. Show me how much you like it.
His words play in my head after the car wreck when I was strapped to a table back at Carnage. The hood over my face, the gag, the hands. So many hands all over me. I was strapped down and unable to fight as he touched me. I didn't know who it was. Honestly, I thought he was just making shit up. No. I shake my head, tears sting my eyes.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Saint demands, and I flinch as his voice echoes in the concrete room. Sin and Riot grab Ace and his laughter grows.
Strip him before putting him in a goddamn cell,
Saint tells them before they drag him away. Hands touch my face, and I whimper at the contact.
You're okay, Ash.
I blink, and tears fall from my eyes as I look up into a set of green eyes. It's Saint now standing in front of me. My chest is tight, and I'm gasping for breath. I slept with him. My words shake. Saint sighs and steps into me, but I go to step back. I let him.
Come on, sweetheart.
He picks me up, and I bury my face into his shirt as I allow him to carry me out of the room.